قال إذا حب الرجل أخاه فليخبره أنه يحبه. حضرت مقداد ابن معد كريب رضي الله عنه, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when one man loves his brother, then he should inform him that he loves him. In other words, a person shouldn't just hide that love, that I love this person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To multiply and to compound and to increase that love, one of the ways of doing it is a person informs the next person that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that even if there's any gandagi, there's any dirt, or there's any misgivings, misthoughts of that person, it will help to remove that. It will help to clean, shine and polish that heart. For any misgivings, why this person now tells you that he loves you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you might have thought something wrong of him, you might have had a bad opinion of him, but now by him expressing his love, it's helping to clean and polish that heart, and it increases that love and muhabbat between the brothers. As I was saying, sometimes when you go into the Arab countries, once we were in Palestine, in Jamaat, and the moment we meet the brother, before he can say anything, he'll tell you, أَخُوكُمْ فِي اللَّهِ, that I am your brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he'll give his name. Each person will do that. أَخُوكُمْ فِي اللَّهِ, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am your brother, and then he'll give his name. So this was a common practice. Everyone is reminding you that I am your brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine, automatically before that conversation can even start, that discussion or the meeting can even start, automatically everyone feels like they're one family in that place. Everyone is expressing that love and that muhabbat and that generosity to one another. So it just shows how powerful this is. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that we should inform the next brother, we should tell the person that we love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akhadha biyadih. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of him by his hand. Can you imagine the expression of love? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam took hold of him, held his hand. Muqal, ya Mu'adh, wallahi inni la'uhibbuk. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he says, wallahi, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I love you. So first he took the hand of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Then he told him, Mu'adh was a young person. He told him, oh Mu'adh, we did in the other hadith that this Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, he was in the masjid in Damascus, and Abu Idris al-Khulani rahmatullahi alayhi had come in and he seen this young man. So he was a young man, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. So this shows that even to the young people, we show them love, we will win them over. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taken Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu by his hand and he told him, oh Mu'adh, I love you. Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. ثم أوصيك يا معاذ لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة تقول. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him advice. This was normal style. The normal style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First, he'll express that love. He'll show some kindness to the young person, and then he'll give the advice. It wasn't such that he'll just admonish or he'll just shout or he'll just scold, but he'll first show some type of love, some type of muhabbat, like that hadith when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told the son of Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha that Ya Bunayya, oh my young boy, Sammi Allah wa qul bi yameenik. He was eating with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he was giving him advice. So he addressed him as, oh my young son, oh my young boy, and then he gave the advices. So here he addressed Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu that, oh Mu'adh, wallahi inni la'uhibbuk, verily I love you. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started with that advice that he needed to give him. He told him, I advise you, Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, La tada'anna, that do not ever leave out after every salah. Do not leave out these words. In other words, after every salah, say these words. What are these words? Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek your assistance. I seek your assistance. I seek your help in remembering you. Can you imagine? To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it requires the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody comes to the masjid on his own. Nobody reads Quran on his own. Nobody does any work of charity or good things on his own. This is the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah, is, oh Allah, you assist me to remember you. You assist me, in other words, to take your name. You assist me to make Quran. You assist me to read Salat. You assist me to be a good person. So everything a person is attributing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're asking Allah Pak to assist you in this. The next thing was shukrik. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you assist me in making shukr. So the person who makes shukr is not making shukr of his own ability. He's making shukr because Allah Pak is allowing him to make the shukr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, assist me and help me to make shukr in the world when everyone else is complaining. Every second person has got this complaint, that complaint, that complaint. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that world you assist me to make shukr to you, to be grateful to you for what you have given me. In other words, assist me to think about those positive things and to think of all the ni'mats that you have showered and favored upon me. The next thing, وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you assist me in worshipping you in an excellent way. In other words, one is a person can read his namaz. One is he can read his namaz in an excellent way. One is he can read Quran just haphazardly, and one is he can read Quran in an excellent way. A person can go for Hajj and he can just do the rituals of Hajj, and one is he can do it in an excellent way, the way it ought to be done, without getting involved in any controversies, without getting involved in any ghibat, without getting involved in any unnecessary futile talk. A person goes and he performs his Hajj, for example, like that. That is an excellent way of performing the Hajj. Salat, for that example, a person sadaqah, he can just give sadaqah, but in an excellent way. He doesn't show off, he doesn't brag, and he looks for the correct avenues to spend. So this is an excellent way of spending sadaqah. Quran, he makes it a point of every day having a certain amount, that this is the amount I have to finish. If I don't finish these three rukus or these four rukus or that quarter para for that day, person who can read more, all the better. But if I don't finish it, then I don't sleep and I read it properly. So in other words, I'm doing it in an excellent way. So this is such a beautiful, comprehensive dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu. Obviously now out of love and muhabbat, he's teaching him. So can you imagine how much more we should try and implement this duas? Because this is, we need it more than what Sahaba needed. Although they also took from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are so many years after that, so much more in the times of fitna and fasad. We need these duas and we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more. So the dua is, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, assist me to remember you. O Allah, assist me to make your shukr. And O Allah, assist me to make your ibadat in an excellent manner, in an excellent way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of practicing and bringing these duas. Easy way of doing it is in our nafil, after our nafil salah, then we make this dua. So that when the time comes for the Farz Salah, we already know this dua. At that time now, we know we don't normally don't have too much of time. But ideally we should take our time after our Farz Salah, because it's a very nice time to make dua. Therefore, a lot of times the imams also, they make silent duas. It gives the person opportunities to read these duas. Because every time the imam makes a dua, and sometimes the person wants to make his individual dua, then he doesn't get time. And sometimes the duas are made a little bit loudly, is so that these duas that are masnoon, that come in the ahadith, people can get used to the words of the dua. So therefore, sometimes the imam makes the dua loudly. So once the people get used to the words of the dua, then it's easy for them to learn the dua. So that is a way people can learn also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.